Hello and welcome to another episode of Made in the 80s, the podcast where we talk about things made in the 80s, and the people talking about it are people who were made in the 80s. I'm your host, Shalia, and with me is...
Tim.
Kendon.
And our guests tonight are...
Chris.
And...
Erica.
We are going to cover the great, 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 great detective show, Inspector Gadget.
What, is it really a detective show?
Isn't he detecting things?
He's inspecting things,
but, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think, so, inspector is a term they use for detectives in Europe.
Right, because it's very French influenced, right?
Yeah, he's French-Canadian. But, like, if you watch, like, Luther, he's a inspector detective or something. They just use the word inspector more often than they do.
But he doesn't do much detecting or inspecting.
I mean, he's supposed to be.
Right, but, I mean, this is like an Americanized version of... detecting, right, which is very militaristic. He has lots of tools, gadgets, right? He's more gadgets than detective.
Well, yeah, except for that Penny and Brain are the ones doing all... His job is to go and do detective work. He's just not the actual one getting it done.
Can we admit he's very bad at his job?
Yes, I think we all admit that. It's true, though. I think of all of his gadgets, they remind me of Bond and other things, but those are all spies. So...
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, he also, what is his jurisdiction? Because he seems to just go wherever. So
he's the police. He can do whatever he wants.
He's the police. He does whatever he wants. Yeah, you're right.
Does he ever leave his country?
We don't know what country.
Yeah, I don't know what city this. Where does it take place?
This doesn't look like the United States.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's very European, but it still seems very European inspired. And, like, it was the first or second episode of the series, he goes to Winterland or whatever.
That's the first episode. He's in Winterland.
And it seems very, like, Swiss Alps or something like that.
Oh, yes. And then he goes to Loch Ness. Yes. Or there's
Lake Monster. Yeah.
Generic, but...
So, yeah, I think this takes place in Europe.
Look at the cars.
Look at the foreign cars, yeah.
It looked like
Erica, you're from Canada. Does it look like that there?
I'm Canadian.
Is that why you're so friendly? That explains it.
Wait, where are you from in Canada?
I was not born in Canada. I was born in... United States, but my mother is Canadian. She was born in Saskatchewan.
Wow.
That's Canadian.
Yeah, that's like deep Canada.
Yeah.
Vancouver, BC is only kind of Canadian. Saskatchewan.
It's like nothing.
How do you say
Saskatchewan.
That? Saskatchewan.
Is it like just wrestlers and hockey players from Saskatchewan?
No, it's forests and trees and Canadian berries.
I'm going to visit Banff in 2 weeks.
It's beautiful.
Never been, but it looks like it is.
Beautiful mountains.
Very jealous. Okay, so Inspector Gadget. Christopher, would you like to introduce us to Inspector Gadget and tell us who he is and what this show is about?
So, full disclosure, I was introduced to Inspector Gadget through reruns in the 90s.
I think most of us were.
So... What's interesting about, to me, about Inspector Gadget is you don't really know that much about him as a character. He's like, except for his Inspector Gadget persona, they don't take a whole lot of time to develop the rest of his character. It's just that he goes on these adventures, and that's what happens every single episode.
Well, it's kind of what do you call it? Scooby-Doo in that way. They don't really go back over their origin stories. They just are what they are, and they go through these adventures that are all very similar to each other.
Right. Just a certain format and a different bad guy or mystery every single time.
Monster of the Week, or in this case, Criminal Plan of the Week.
I always think of Inspector Gadget as just like a really nice person. Like, he's just happy and friendly, and I'm Inspector Gadget.
I always felt like he's dangerous.
He is dangerous.
Because he has all these weaponry, right? Uh-huh. And he's kind of an imbecile. I felt like he'd injure more people than he would help them.
Yes, he wouldn't mean to.
No, he wouldn't mean to.
But we say weapons, but he doesn't use weapons that often. He's using all types of other gadgets.
He has a laser finger.
Yeah, yes, he also has springs in his feet and
a helicopter fan
in his hat.
I feel like this is a nice parallel to Jeff Sessions this week saying that the police departments need all of the tools that they need from the military just because they, you know, tools matter.
But that's more of a RoboCop.
But both RoboCop and Inspector Gadget, a very important piece for both is that they know how to use them.
But one of them scares me more.
Okay, but also, he is dangerous. Inspector Gadget is dangerous. More dangerous was the RoboCop 1.1.
What's the difference?
And
209?
Yeah, there we go.
What's the difference between RoboCop and Inspector Gadget?
Well, Inspector Gadget is a person with gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
Versus RoboCop is a robot with a human brain.
They're both cyborgs.
Yeah, I think
they're both lighter. Essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm. One just has a longer chin.
Serious chin lines.
Like, as a child, did not think of Inspector Gadget as not just straight human with gadgets.
He has more personality, I guess.
I mean, like, his arms are made of... Like, he's mostly robot on the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way it makes... I mean, okay, we don't have to make this make too much sense, first of all. But the only way for this to make sense is that he's full of mechanics.
I saw Matthew Broderick play him, and he wasn't full of mechanics. He just had gadgets. That's why they're gadgets.
They also showed Dr. Claw's face, and so that makes that entire movie not count.
Yeah.
Okay. And it wasn't made in the 80s, so it doesn't count.
So Inspector Gadget, he goes on these missions, right? And the big bad of the show is Dr. Claw, who we never fully see.
And Mad Cat.
We just see Claw's hand, lots of Claw being upset, smashing his hand on stuff, looking at an array of computer screens. That's it.
I grew up not liking cats because my family, we were all allergic to cats. And I was realizing when we were watching this that one of the reasons I thought cats were evil is because of this show. This was like one of the few cats that I was very familiar with.
Do you like cats now?
I love cats now.
It really looks like a DeLorean.
Yeah, you got a DeLorean for a police car.
I always thought that car was awesome.
Oh, it is.
The animation in this is so funny because it's really old, but it works.
It doesn't seem lazy.
It's worse than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versions, like what, from the 87?
Mm-hmm. Well, not that much.
No, and I don't know if it's worse.
It's a different style.
It's a different style.
Wrong word. Yeah.
So Penny.
His niece.
She's never in school.
She doesn't need to be.
Because they're always going on vacation. They're just trying to get to vacation.
It could be during summer, right?
She has to help her uncle.
She's never in class.
Family business.
I think she does like correspondence class or takes it online or something.
That is a CPS for
a Doogie Howser, already finished school.
Yeah, actually, that's more likely.
So she's a genius kid, genius level kid who just is helping her uncle save the world.
Just remember, this is in a time where parents or guardians could say, we're doing this, I'm giving them a different type of education, and it was fine. When I was growing up, my parents would take me for weeks on end to different places, and I'd get like a little packet of homework and do that while I was here in Washington visiting family, and then go back and be fine. Now, my little sisters, they get pulled out of school to do family stuff, and my stepmom and my dad get letters from the school about, you don't care about your child's education, and anyway. You can. She's smart. She's fine. She's fine. She'll be a lawyer someday, or something else.
Practical experience.
Anything she wants to be, she could be.
So, speaking of being a lawyer, I think Chris, you were talking about looking at this movie or this series from a defense lawyer's point of view.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a police officer. He does whatever he wants, and I would love to watch the show with an eye towards some of the, like, how would that play out in real life? I mean, I guess it does play out in real life every single day.
But that would require Inspector Gadget to have a system that supports everything that he does.
Well, he does, right? He has Chief Quimby and whatever, or, like,
yeah, I think he's got his orders.
Yeah, he works for I don't know who he works for. I was going to try to come up with
so all the property, idea. All the property damage, all the cars he destroys, all of that. Sort of gets, it's part of the deal, right? That he's Inspector Gadget. Everyone seems to be okay with it. He's destroying cities every weekend.
Well, also because the bad person was going to destroy it anyway. He's like, his damage is less than what the bad person was going to do. I think the chain of evidence stuff is funny. Inspector Gadget just walks around with a smile on his face. It's more the other stuff. It's kind of like Scooby-Doo, where in the end you pull off the mask and you see it. So yeah, maybe all of this other stuff, fruit of the poisonous tree, but we still have an admission in the end. So
it's all good? I mean, I don't think it's all good, though. No. Like, I think if we're to examine it seriously, the amount of harm that would come about with someone actually behaving in the way that Inspector Gadget behaves is actually much greater in the amount of good that comes about, and that you catch that one bad guy on that one day, right? Because how much harm does it take to get to that point?
Right.
Well, Dr. Claw wants to blow everything up, though.
Does he? I thought he just hates Gadget.
No, he hates Gadget because he keeps preventing him from blowing everything up.
I mean, I had the impression that he was like, a lot of Dr. Claw's motivation is, Gadget's gonna be there, so this is my plan to get Gadget this time.
I think that that's kind of like a prioritization thing, where it's like, if I get rid of Gadget, then I can go on doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Or is it a little like Magneto? Just let me be.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that.
So is there anything else we need to know, Chris, about Inspector Gadget? In terms of plot and story?
No.
It's always the same plot, right?
It's the same exact plot every single time, right?
He gets a mission from, what's the guy's name? Chief?
Chief Quimby.
Quimby.
And kind of smart, right?
Yes, and then he reads. It's always a piece of paper, and he reads, and his eyes do like the typewriter back and forth, and it makes that sound.
I always liked that when I was
Yeah, and he reads it. I love that. And then this message will self-destruct, and then he crumples it up and throws it wherever Chief Quimby is, and then it's.
So Chief Quimby must be all robot at this point, too.
What is this rated?
This is before ratings.
I don't know if it was even rated. It was a cartoon I watched all the time. I don't know if there's a rating for it.
Pretty violent for a cartoon.
Yeah, it but seems like, a bit but violent.
Like Looney Tunes sort of violence.
Yeah, right.
Like Tasmanian devil blowing each other up with dynamite.
Right.
It happens.
I like how all of the mad agents just, they have those weird hoods on and a like a one piece. Like a, what do you call those?
Leotard?
A onesie, like a onesie pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. What bad guys with their names on the front, though?
Right?
They look like wetsuits.
That's right. They all, the same ad on them.
They're kind of like multi-purpose, I'll bet.
That poor dog.
So, right. So we have Inspector Gadget. Yeah, and then you got Penny. And Penny, Inspector Gadget is Penny's uncle. Uncle Gadget. And so the episodes that I am more familiar with, it's them together. Okay, Penny, we're going to go do this time. And then they get interrupted because he now has a mission and Inspector Gadget is always on duty. And so then they end up doing whatever they're doing. And then Penny's sidekick is Brain, her yellow dog.
Brain is suffering from PTSD at some point.
Poor guy.
Well, I mean, I would too. Right?
He almost dies like 100 times in one episode.
That's the worst job. It's always you, Brain, you watch Inspector Gadget. I'm going to do this. And
he goes undercover. Ugh. He's going underwater. He's going through the air. He's being attacked. He's almost dying multiple times. I feel bad for Brain.
But he also keeps throwing himself in danger.
He doesn't have a choice.
No, I'm saying that it's noble. He's a good dog.
He is a good dog.
Good dog.
So I checked. They're in Metro City, and he's a police officer with the Metro City Police Department.
That makes sense.
There is an international criminal organization that is apparently focused on this particular city.
Mm-hmm.
They all run around with the name of their organization on their chest. I guess that doesn't count as evidence of a criminal conspiracy. You need more than that?
Yeah. They're about to get them online.
You gotta catch them.
For tax evasion.
Catch them in the act?
Yeah.
They're constantly in the act.
You're right.
I'm just saying, you say conspiracy, like you can conspire, that's fine, but what are you, is it criminal what you're doing?
I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it. This is very European.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hadn't considered it until just now. It's totally, like, Chief Quimby's whole look, the cities they're in, mm-hmm. they, the cars,
the trench coat.
Well, how many castles have you seen in the United States? Because Dr. Claw lives in like a castle.
Have any of you guys seen the Muppets when they go, the more recent Muppet movies where they go to Europe and the dad from,
Modern Family?
Yeah, the dad from Modern Family is the French law enforcement guy and like he's always on vacation because he's French.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's
in that little car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they like compare their badges and the eagle has like a bigger badge and he's like, well, look at my badge. Anyway, Inspector Gadget was reminding me of him a lot. I can't wait for him to play Inspector Gadget in the remake.
Are they doing that?
They should.
Actually, he would You're be welcome really for that good. Idea. That actor would be really good for Inspector Gadget.
Yep.
So outside of Claw, though, there weren't any other really major villains against him, were there?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, I don't think it was just Claw.
Well, and because you kind of don't need him or need another one because there was always like a villain of the day. It's kind of like Power Rangers where it was mostly, well, it was Rita for a while and then Zed, but they were always sending a new bad guy after the Power Rangers. So that's where the variety comes from.
Well, and here it's just, where are they? Where do they happen to be? What part of the world? What's happening? What events are happening around them? That's the new thing, similar to Scooby-Doo. Although Scooby-Doo was a different bad guy every time.
Right. So it's different.
It's very different.
Sort of different.
What is it, like maybe the second or third episode in this series where they're going to the country and then, I mean, it's just so generic. Now we're in the country and we've got a bunch of farm stuff and Turns out everyone's a mad agent.
Well, the bad guys usually are kind of themed based off of the episode, too.
It's very Transformer-esque, that his vehicle.
I always liked the way that car changed.
What does it do?
It goes from like a minivan to a car into a boat. It turns into a boat.
There's a boat that goes underwater.
And see, and this is the danger of putting the cuffs on too quickly. Yeah, before you see the whites of their eyes, don't put the cuffs on. I'm talking about the intro to the episode, or each episode, he thinks he found Dr. Claw and he puts the cuffs on him before he turns around the chair and there's a giant bomb on it. Whoa, he's good at gymnastics. I don't remember, so there's a guy here named Corporal Cape Man.
Yeah, I don't remember him at all. He looks like he should be on the front of a cereal box.
Actually, that's exactly right.
Captain Crunch.
He looks kind of like an egg, too.
Yeah. No.
Like Dr. Robotnik from Sonic.
That guy who shows up on Rick and Morty when they eat the eyeballs.
I'm only on season one.
When they eat the eyeballs, what's it called? It's the guy who shows up. He's like, you know, he looks just, I'll show you later. He looks just like him.
I don't watch Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, I watch Rick and Morty. Yeah, he looks just like him.
They're on season three now. I gotta watch that show.
We say that a lot, I feel like. Rick and Morty get mentioned at least two or three times a week.
Because I listen to like 20 podcasts and everybody else is watching.
Well,
that show.
I mean, we're on a podcast, so we should be watching.
So now we need to watch Rick and Morty.
Okay. I get it.
Welcome for us. We'll have a side podcast about Rick and Morty.
So let's do an accounting of gadgets. Like, how many gadgets does he have?
So he has the helicopter. The helicopter thing he holds on to.
Okay, so that's one. Go-go copter.
Go-go copter.
No, what's it called? Go-go copter hat? Go-go gadget copter? Go-go gadget
copter. Everything starts with go-go gadget.
Okay, so go-go gadget copter.
He's got a spare hand that comes out of the top of his head he uses for reading.
Yes. Right.
He's got binocular eyes. He's got
the neck.
Telescoping neck, telescoping arms and legs.
Are those all separate things or just telescoping?
I'd say those are three. We're going to go on hangman rules. So those are all different.
He's got the laser finger.
The laser finger. A flashlight finger as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're literally showing us right now.
Showing us right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Is that a hatchet on the mallet? What's that, a hatchet?
No. It was a saw. That's a little less
saw.
Can someone tell our listeners what episode we're watching so if they want to see all his gadgets, they can find it?
We are 3 minutes into season 2, episode 6, called Gadgets, Gadgets.
Chris, was that a feeder? Did you know that's what we were watching?
No.
And he has roller skates on his feet.
Keep going. I want to know more.
Those are the ones that I can remember off the top of my head.
His coat turns into a
Oh, he's got a puppy coat, yeah. His coat turns into a flotation device.
Doesn't he have like a fan or something that dries things off?
Probably. Like,
I don't remember really.
That might have been the movie.
Could have been the movie.
Yeah. Have you both seen the movie? Oh, I've seen the movie, yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
He did a good job.
You were just talking bad about it earlier. Oh, you didn't even see it?
I saw the trailer, and I saw Dr. Claw's face, and I said, I'm out.
Back when phones had antennas.
Yeah, he had a phone.
She has a laptop.
I wonder if somebody, in a younger generation sees that and doesn't know what it is. Cause it's got like a little antenna, and then he's just talking to this bitch.
Quimby shows up everywhere.
Dun, 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 dun. So wait, we're like almost four minutes into this episode that we were just mentioning with his gadgets, and he's only now getting his mission. Does that usually happen? Is it that cold of an open?
That seems about right.
Yeah, throw it in there and it's going to blow up on Quimby's face.
Oh, his phone he calls it his top secret gadget phone.
It happens all the time.
Top secret gadget phone.
Quimby always gets blown up.
So his outfit is reminiscent of, what is his name? Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther.
Yes, that's French, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the influence. That's a string hand going out there. That's not telescoping hands. Okay,
that wasn't his.
Yeah. So earlier on, these guys called him Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Dr. Claw.
A doctor
of
what?
Did he make Inspector Gadget? Did he add all that stuff into Inspector Gadget?
Did he make Inspector Gadget?
No.
Like Wolverine got made?
That's the darkest timeline. I don't think so.
So that would make Inspector Gadget like a son of his? Or like a...
I mean, that's where the hatred comes from.
Was he a human? Well, he must have been a human if he's uncle, right?
Yeah.
Unless Penny is a cyborg too?
No, Penny's not a cyborg.
Are you sure?
But she could be adopted.
She's the brains of the operation, actually.
Yeah.
No brain.
Because she's so smart. Is she though? Is she just? Are you sure she's not just a little computer?
Well, no, because she carries around.
She's never in school.
She's never in school. She's super smart.
No one's worried about it.
She's always in danger and doesn't seem to blink.
And she doesn't ever need any of the credit. She always, her and Brain are always the ones who save the day, and it's always Inspector Gadget who gets the credit, even though they know they're the real heroes. Mm-hmm. I think Penny's a cyborg.
So Penny's full-on cyborg. Mm-hmm.
He was given his gadgets by Professor Von Slickstein.
Professor, like PhD?
Like a doctor? Von Slickstein?
With a claw for a hand.
Now go by Dr. Claw?
Because he's mad?
No.
So Dr. Claw's goals, I found them online, is to destroy Inspector Gadget.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
To rule the world.
Yeah. In that order.
To take Penny's watch.
What?
And to kidnap Penny.
Oh.
That's creepy.
Wait, shouldn't we do that in reverse order?
That sounds so stalkerish.
Well, he's the villain.
Maybe he's her grandpa, and he's very frustrated because Inspector Gadget won't pay attention and let him spend some time with his granddaughter.
He's just an international terrorist. There's no other connection.
This is just like true bad guy.
Yeah.
No.
Or he just knows how smart Penny is, and he just wants those brains.
I don't think he knows how smart Penny is until like a while. I think he actually figures out at some point that Inspector Gadget is not the one who's foiling him.
Right.
Which actually is then very dangerous because she's not super capable of fighting once he pays attention to her.
Do we know that, though? She never has to fight.
The question. How come no one seems to bat an eye at Brain walking around doing human things?
Because he was always in disguise.
Yeah.
Just like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when they've got their hats on, apparently. They don't look like
hat.
Yeah, it's enough.
All right.
Well, trench coat and the hat. Do we even know if that's really Inspector Gadget?
It could be Raphael.
Yeah, it could be Raphael.
Well, he doesn't have a bandana over his head.
He just...
Was that a gun?
So he has a finger gun.
So you never know
when... Where are we at? 14?
We just watched him shoot off... What? Okay, seatbelt.
He has a laser.
Seatbelt.
He has a laser finger. Why did he shoot the seatbelt?
Why was his hands free if they're trying to keep him contained?
So, I mean, let's backtrack. He just used a gun.
He used a gun.
Yeah, he has
what is this
rated
again? I know I asked that question.
This is not a movie, so it's not rated anything.
This is not rated, okay.
But if you know, at this point, season 2, episode 6, they're aware of Inspector Gadget and what he can and can't do. Why not restrain his arms?
I think they also want to see him. Like, it seems like there's some studying happening here.
It's a gigantic laser.
Do they want to see what's going on?
But does he know he's in danger?
Or no,
is he just kind of bumbling around still?
It's his gadgets, dude. They keep saving him, but he doesn't seem aware at all.
This is a really good episode we're watching.
No, there's a lot going on in this episode. He's literally just flying around the room.
So well, now he's sitting on this cake froster.
It's a laser.
Yeah, it's definitely a laser.
It's definitely a laser. It looks like a cake froster. It's definitely a laser.
Is that a Dr. No reference? Because he was strapped to a table with a laser pointed at him. Is that the right Bond movie?
Maybe.
I expect you to die.
How fun it would have been to be somebody on this production team.
Just making a ridiculous show every week about... Yeah.
What are we going to do this week? Well,
it's pure fun. I think this is... Yeah.
Now, I think there are some gadgets that are only used in some episodes.
That makes sense.
Maybe the gun falls into that category.
I hope so.
I think we've seen only use the gun when he needs before. It.
Is this in the days where they were still hand-drawing cartoons?
Yeah.
Yes.
So everything we're looking at, somebody...
drew.
Oh,
every frame. Gosh. So, like, it's probably thousands of drawings. Hundreds of
millions.
That is impressive. Billions.
I mean, Penny's got an Apple Watch. This is fantastic.
That was definitely an Apple Watch. It's a predecessor to Apple Watches. I feel like Apple should be paying the writers of Inspector Gadget, probably.
Yeah.
They probably are.
Whoever invented those laptops that look like books, they owe it to this show, too.
A MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
Or not like the ones where the screen swivels and all of that mess. Mm-hmm.
Well, even the cellular telephone. Did we have those back?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah.
When I say we, I don't mean like certain 1% of this world. I mean, in fairness, spies like Inspector Gadget would have more advanced technology than I would.
He's not a spy, though. He's the cop.
Sure?
Also, it's not a phone, is it?
Does every cop have all these gadgets?
Yes.
Man.
I mean, they have gadgets, for sure.
They're basically torturing him.
But he doesn't know it. He's smiling. He, like...
It doesn't make it any less dark.
I think it does.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this with adult eyes now.
I mean, it's still, yeah. I'm not saying it's okay, but...
That's a rad car.
He seems okay. He seems like he's not aware that he's being tortured. He's smiling. Oh my goodness, what are they doing? Electricity.
Yeah, he thinks they're testing this gadget. Yeah, this is a lot.
So, Erica, what's your relationship with this show?
Well, kind of as Chris said, I was on the 90s band of watching the reruns of it. And I always just recall the song coming on and it bringing good feelings of, you know, a show that's going to be somewhat interesting with a lead that a woman or a young girl, Penny.
Who is the real main character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that song, there's some songs that just, like, if I hear them, they bring, like, the extra, I don't know, happiness, joy.
The inspector.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That response. And you hear the Inspector Gadget song, and I'm just like, yeah, all right.
It's that time.
Yeah. No, now. This.
Yeah.
Both. And it is fun when the kids are the good ones. We watched E.T. a couple weeks ago, and... It was the kids that are heroes, and it's from the kids' point of view. And Inspector Gadget is similar. He, like, you have your uncle who doesn't quite know what's going on. He's a bit clueless. And yes, he's the title character, but Penny is definitely the person you identify with.
The cool thing is that it's not that he's not capable. So he's basically like, they have to keep pointing him in the right direction. Like, he's the correct tool. But somebody else has to point him in the right direction.
Could you cosplay Inspector Gadget?
Yeah.
Would people know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's wearing a trench coat and a hat.
I'm sure you would have some gadget.
Something popping out of the top of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that would give it away at least.
Or walking on, like, springs. Yeah, I was thinking Slinky.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just wear the trench coat and the hat. You'd have to have like a hoodie arm.
That would be too creepy. I think you need
Although on Halloween, I think if I saw someone in a gray trench coat and hat, I might think Inspector Gadget with the fanning, like the black fanning hair out the, his hair is very, I was picturing his hair and then I turned around and saw it. His hair is very specific. Distinctive? Yeah, distinctive, that's the right word.
He's very much like the old Adam West Batman tool belt where you just have bat everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
With no explanation. Bat phones, bat spray, bat bear repellent.
So great.
He's kind of like that. Like, it's convenient. He'll just have it, it in his little arsenal of tools to use.
Mm-hmm. No matter what. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
He's also a bit like Mr. Magoo in a way.
Yes.
Where, like, he just keeps going and things end up working out. Without him really intending them to.
So we enjoy watching a cartoon named Archer. And this guy, Archer, is also just kind of a mess. But he's really good at what he does.
Which is kind of the opposite.
Way.
where were you going with that?
It seemed like a interesting thing to compare and contrast. It's a bit apples and oranges. But they're both fruit.
So what do you like most about this? Like, what's your...
I think my favorite thing about Inspector Gadget is similar to what Erica was saying. It's remembering being the age that I was when this was playing. And I kind of think I was at my grandparents', probably because that's when I was home in the daytime. I kind of think I was at my grandparents' house when it would be on. And I wouldn't necessarily be paying attention, and then it would just be happening. And... it would be happening, and I would turn towards the screen, and all of a sudden it was playing, and it was simple. And how long are these episodes? Half hour at most?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's quick. It's just, let's watch this, and then it's done. Right. There's not a lot of commitment. I think that's my favorite thing about Inspector Gadget. Tim, what's your favorite thing?
The theme song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, you can just play it whenever, and I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
People know what it is.
And not just the song, though. The sequence at the beginning
the
is
intro?
Really great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenan, what's your favorite?
Inspector Gadget. I mean, I like all the gadgets.
Yes.
I like that he doesn't know what's going on, but it all works out anyways. It's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, and Claw. Claw for me. I love Claw. I love Claw as a villain. Just faceless... sort of villain who sits there and has a cat, and you just see like this arm, and so how menacing he is or isn't is all in your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to take that back. I'm going to go with Dr. Claw as well.
I guess that's pretty hard to do, like an off-screen character. You don't see that a lot not in cartoons or in any other media forms. You see that in plays sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, like I'm thinking of Howard's mom from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Is one.
But that's like a side. This is like a major, major character that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some examples out there, but you're right, not a lot. And it works here because, yeah, you're right. Like, you don't know what he looks like. And so you get to portray, like, the worst. And the voice is important, too. Because the guy doing the voice acting is really good. The laugh is really good.
Do we know who that is? Have we looked?
But do you know what I do know? So Dr. Claw's daughter plays the voice of Penny.
So I wasn't that far off when I said maybe he's her grandpa. It wasn't that far.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Very fun fact. Wait, the actor who does Dr. Claw?
The voice of Dr. Claw is the biological father of the voice of Penny.
Oh my gosh. So Penny is living, they're brothers. Penny is living with her uncle Gadget. So if Gadget and Dr. Claw are brothers, then Dr. Claw could be Penny's dad in real life.
Do we know that Gadget and Dr. Claw are brothers?
No, this is my guess.
Okay.
This is my new theory.
So the new theory is not that he created him, but that they're related.
Well, I mean, you know, the mountain created Gregor by putting his face in the fire. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he could have created him in that way. I don't mean like he put him together and now there's life. But I don't mean like Dr. Frankenstein, but I mean, I made you this different type of being. I think the brother still could have done it. Yeah. And he's a doctor.
There's a twisted theory that Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget are the same person.
Like Fight Club?
Oh, Fight Club?
Oh, nice. He's got a split personality.
Whoa.
I guess it's possible, right?
You never see them together.
Have you seen John Malkovich being John Malkovich, where like they're in the head? Like, is that what Dr. Claw is looking out of this whole time, is through Inspector Gadget's eyes?
I like that theory.
I like thinking of it in the Fight Club way. And then all of the mad agents are like, why are you trying to get us to kill you? Like, we'll Jared do Leto. What you say.
No, that's not Jared Leto. It is Jared Leto.
Who is?
Fight Club.
No, it's Brad Pitt.
I know, but Brad Pitt... Well, no, Edward Norton beats up Jared Leto.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm. He, like, is the number one, like, I like following you guys, and then he beats them up bad. You should rewatch Fight Club. It's a good movie.
Yeah. I like that theory. I do.
I really do as well.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Especially from the point of view of the people who work for Dr. Claw. Like, that would explain why they're all idiots, because those are the only people who keep working in this crazy situation.
But they've never seen Claw.
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
Yeah, he talks directly to them.
When?
FaceTime?
He FaceTimes them. They show up physically all the time.
I gotta see some examples of this. Chris, what's your favorite thing about Inspector Gadget?
I think the simplicity of the show.
Yeah.
It's like you never know what to expect, but then you do.
Yeah. Do we think that Inspector Gadget has influenced the people that we have become?
I think it's allowed me to, like, it's one of those things that I enjoy that's just dumb or is just fun, kind of light.
Teaches you not to take things too seriously.
Unlike Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. But this one is, it's light, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I don't know how else to say. But I think it's influenced me, yeah, definitely.
I've always been known as a very literal person, and this always bothered me so much. I hated Inspector Gadget.
What?
I'm enjoying him now as looking at him and appreciating how happy he was, but I hated how dumb he was. I mean, Penny was obviously the best person in this show, but Inspector Gadget, I had no patience for him. So, I don't know if that influenced me, but I can say that that's something. Chris?
I don't know if it's influenced the person I am today. I think it's influenced, I don't know, police culture.
Yeah, in terms of society, has it or is it influenced by some of the other things that...
Or maybe rather it's just an offshoot of, or a predecessor, maybe, because this was the 80s, right? And so, I guess it was like the Wild West in terms of police culture in the 80s, but it still is, so I guess nothing's changed. But just in terms of the way he uses his gadgets to, like, do whatever he wants and catch crime, and how that's all, like... one in the same, like that's one goal, you know, and I think that's, that idea is influential.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I agree, totally. I think, the idea for Inspector Gadget to just be able to use a gadget for any type of life circumstance, definitely is influential in how society likes things done. Like, there's always a gadget to fix something. And as time goes on, we just keep getting more types of gadgets. And so the idea of, you know, you're stuck in traffic, I want to fly now, although that hasn't come to play yet, the idea of having something fix whatever situation you're in is definitely something society is gearing towards.
Isn't it like the easy button from Staples? If only there was an easy button.
Well, Amazon actually has those buttons, right? You can buy, have you guys seen these?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but you buy a button, a literal little button from them, they'll send it to you, and you can link it to your, like, the item that you buy a lot. So if it's like, toothpaste, and you're like, I need more toothpaste, you hit the button, and then it automatically sends you more toothpaste and then bills you.
Well, they keep trying to convince me to get one for Perrier, for the watermelon flavored Perrier. Because I've ordered enough of that.
Kenan's stocking up on watermelon Perrier because he's afraid it's going to be ending when summer ends.
Yeah, it probably will be. I've never heard of that flavor.
It's so great.
It's so good.
It's probably good.
But to Erica, to follow on your point, though, you're right. He has a gadget for every situation, but the real work, the real problems are solved by straight brain power.
That's true.
By thinking through. And so it's that kind of a duality of, yeah, I can do all of this great stuff, but without somebody smart who's thinking things through, pointing it in the right direction, it's kind of worthless. He just causes a lot of trouble.
Have you been on the internet recently? Because that's what happens. People feel like they're solving things because they have answers, right? They feel like they know things because they have access to information or access to these tools, and they don't. It's really smart people who get stuff done. But that doesn't stop them from having a strong opinion or believing something to be true that's maybe not even close to being true. It happens daily. Happened to me yesterday.
So you think he spends a lot of time on 4chan?
Probably. It's probably 4chan. Dr. Claw for sure. Deep in the Reddit threads. Like,
is he MRA?
Yeah. Okay. He's a MRA activist.
MAD.
But one thing I enjoyed about the show is sort of like the relationship between man and machine and technology. A lot of stuff that seems crazy on this show. I mean, yes, the changing car is bizarre, but like we talked about her watch, the laptop, the flat screens, the FaceTiming, all that stuff we do now that seemed futuristic in the show and seemed like a super crazy gadget is actually very useful. So a lot of the technology that you use in the show is useful technology, even if Gadget does not use it properly, or even if Penny's way too young to be FaceTiming people, it's still good to see. Even the communication, like that instant conversation, like, that didn't exist in the 80s. Exists now.
It's kind of funny because this show, unlike a lot of shows or movies that were trying to predict the future, is not trying to predict the future. It's coming at it like, this would be a useful gadget. This would be a useful gadget. Because this all takes place in the present.
Yeah.
And they actually predict a bunch of stuff that we have now. I guess by just thinking of what would be useful in everyday life.
You know what else does that? It's Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in Total Recall is stuff we do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you walk in the beginning of Total Recall and you walk into this place, it's all these flat screen televisions.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere. I was like, now we have them. At the time, I was like, ooh, they're FaceTiming on their actual phones. It's a lot. There's a lot of stuff in Total Recall.
But oh, some of this
video messages. Finish in school, you guys.
Come on, barely.
There you go.
Tim, no, she's literally sitting in school.
Been proven wrong. She is in school.
How long before she leaves class?
And she's FaceTiming.
But she was
through
there.
Her watch brain. I don't think we can do that. Can we FaceTime through Apple Watches yet?
No.
Yeah. Oh, so that was gonna. That's what I want to know. I don't know that the people who are coming up with these gadgets were just being really spot on when they were doing this, so much as the people who are coming up with the gadgets that we have now have these things to look back on and being like, yep, that was exactly what we needed. We needed that kind of watch. We needed,
you know, there's a
that
really...
phone. We needed just these different things. And that's why they look so much like what, or the things we have now look so much like what they did back then, because it was people who saw that who then created what we have.
There's a really good, I think, Samsung watch commercial. It might have been Apple Watch. Well, it went through just a history of wrist-mounted
communication devices
all the way up to what they finally produced. And, I mean, yeah, you're right. People who invent these sort of things have been seeing the sci-fi versions of this for their whole lives and end up designing exactly that.
I remember that commercial. It might have been Super Bowl or something, but I remember like my whole body got numb. Like it was well done. It was a good introduction. It might have been the Apple Watch.
And it was good because the first time I saw it, I didn't know what it was for.
Yeah.
So it was a celebration of science fiction stuff through the ages.
Yeah. Oh, like, we got to rewatch that. That was a moment. I remember that moment. So Petty's still in school.
So I'm wondering, is Petty in school kind of like that part in The Wire, you know, like season four, mm-hmm. where they're like, well, we have to round these kids up once at the beginning of each quarter of school so that we can get funding. Right. She just goes to one. Yeah, headcount. She goes to one or two. Yeah, school. Because clearly she can take all the tests. Maybe that's how she does it.
Yeah, she's a mess.
She's a mess? I think she's great.
She's the opposite of a mess.
She's so well-rounded. She's a great adult.
Her kids aren't going to go to school, that much I know.
They'll be smart.
They have to be as smart as her.
Does she have a family?
Uncle Gadget. Uncle Gadget.
Well, I mean, like, parents.
Grandpa whatever. Claw or Dad Claw.
Papa Claw.
They
Papa
probably Claw. Have a tragic backstory.
Yeah, it's probably like her parents were killed by Claw or something crazy.
I mean, it has to be really bad for Inspector Gadget to be her guardian.
Yeah. No one else can take
it. Nobody
else. No, he's just the only one who could pass background check.
Yeah.
Because he's a cop.
No,
because
he's a cyborg. Oh, that was another thing. That's funny. So all of these gadgets that he has that are things that we don't have currently, but kids now would be able to watch Inspector Gadget and get a lot of the stuff that's happening. They'd be like, that's a phone, that's this, that's a tablet. What I don't think they would recognize is, we talked about this earlier, but when he's reading the mission letter, and his eyes go back and forth and it makes a typewriting sound, and his eyes do that. I don't know that a kid would know that typewriting sound these days.
No.
Would they?
Keyboard clicking, maybe?
Not, yeah, keyboard clicking. But not for much longer. No.
Like, it's moving and... I don't know. It's kind of funny. Because it's very dated that way. And fun. That hand comes out of his hat a lot.
Because you wish you had
three hands,
don't you? To hold your coffee while you're typing.
This isn't just a gadget. That's like definitely an extra appendage.
And I think he can two can come out, right? Because he can have like that. What came out? A saw and a mallet at the same time. I'll bet you he has a right and a left hand in under that hat.
So we're watching the episode after Gadgets. Are they? Are we? Look, I'm just turning around now. Are we in their house?
I don't know.
Season 2, episode 7. There's a lot happening in this
Gremlins. House. This is Gremlins, isn't it?
Yeah, Mini Madness.
Oh, poor Brain is getting beat up by little goblins with messed up lips.
And like their belly showing. That's very odd.
Mm-hmm. And they're throwing fruit and stuff at him. Oh, this is funny. This is just fun, right?
So?
Yeah.
It's a trip.
I really appreciate it. It reminds me of my grandparents. I must have watched it. At their house.
He's gonna drown them.
Wait, what is that? A gadget coming out? That's not Inspector Gadget gonna drown these little goblins. That's the house?
Yeah, that's the house.
Well, did you do that?
Mm-hmm. He's washing them.
Or washing them because they need a bath. They've been sweating a lot. Okay, so influences. We started talking about influences in society. Does anyone disagree? Does anyone think Inspector Gadget is not influential? I know that I hadn't heard anything about Inspector Gadget.
What?
I'm guessing here, but I want to say 10 years. Like, since I've known you, Tim, I don't think Inspector Gadget has come up in my life until we decided we wanted to watch it.
I feel like
has it come, since you've known me, have you thought about Inspector Gadget?
Yeah, just because it's a movie property that I know people are trying to reboot at some point.
Okay. Well, that Inspector Gadget song, I think, has been remade or remixed by every wannabe DJ ever.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I've heard so many electronica, hip-hop, whatever remakes of the Inspector Gadget song.
Kendon, have you tried yet?
I have yet to try.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some K-pop?
Kendon's been dabbling really in the good beat-making
I mean, it's going to be high on the list, for sure.
What is your nickname for the hiking club?
DJ Questlove?
Yeah. Pretty great. Okay. Is there anything else that we're missing about Inspector Gadget?
Claw needs his own movie.
I think so, too.
I watched that. I need a whole backstory. That's fine.
Okay.
A whole backstory on Claw. I want to see him send his goons out to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would like a similar to X-Men explanation of Gadget, I think of Gadget similar to Wolverine. I would like to know what happened there.
They tell you at some point.
Do they?
Yeah, because they... I told you the guy who created them. There's an episode that they talk about. And we just saw in the previous episode what those
gadgets are. There's like a blueprint for what's in it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a super complicated
an
story.
An x-ray.
It's like a...
It's like a Michael
but
Knight
I'd
thing
like to
where
see
they
a
found
live
him
action.
And, like, saved him. It's like a Knight Rider thing where they found him and they saved him and, like, made him into...
I don't remember all of that. No. I think the Mafia targeted him with a car bomb.
No, it wasn't. This is a dark...
No, that's RoboCop.
Yeah.
So, you're walking down the street and you hear sirens and turns out they're coming towards you. Would you rather Inspector Gadget or RoboCop?
RoboCop.
Wait, why are the sirens coming? Did I do something?
We don't know. You,
fair question.
Yeah, we don't know.
RoboCop.
Because RoboCop might shoot my dick off.
No, you didn't do anything.
RoboCop, we don't know. Did I do something?
Oh, yeah, you're a good person. Okay, yeah, so you didn't do anything illegal.
RoboCop
and even if you did, you could be arrested. Like, worst case scenario, this is in the world of...
Because...
Even if you did, you could be arrested.
I bet you there's... And Chris could help me with this. All types of procedural hiccups that could get me off.
Like the Supergirl defense?
The Supergirl defense, exactly.
But that happens with RoboCop, too. We were saying that. Like, he just throws people out the building.
But he records things very accurately.
But he can't use them.
Why not?
He did.
Fruit of the poisonous tree.
Wait, hold on. A corporation owns the police in that movie.
Yeah, that's true. Remember he used the OCP thing that...
I think the law still applies, though. Just because it's, like, privatized police.
Not that guy murdered.
Well, I mean, if you're murdered, you're murdered.
Yeah, that he murdered.
Yeah. Okay, so I lost track. So who prefers RoboCop? Show up. Tim.
I'm RoboCop all the way.
What's the scenario? Like, you're in trouble and you want someone to show up?
No.
Or you don't want
no,
someone to
you're
show up?
Not in trouble. It's you're a suspect all of a sudden and you have a, like, police car coming up fast and, like, stopping and coming out. It doesn't really matter. It's just like
Gadget never shoot. Like,
which would be less? Well, which would you prefer?
I prefer Gadget because Gadget is really reckless and dumb, but RoboCop is not that reckless. He's like intentional, and effective. And I mean, just as dangerous, but like I'd rather take reckless and dumb. Because maybe you can outsmart him, you know,
exactly.
Or just avoid his mess ups. But like RoboCop, I don't know that you can like outsmart. I mean, you'd have to be a cyborg too.
Well, also at the same time with Inspector Gadget, you also have Penny and Brain. So if you actually didn't do it, you have Penny and Brain who will probably
figure that out, exactly. And help solve the mystery.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget all the way.
Yeah. RoboCop more of a Terminator mind.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to mess with that guy.
Tim, do you want to rethink your answer?
Nope. Single RoboCop.
Yeah, I think he'll stop you. He'll throw you out a window.
I'm afraid Inspector Gadget might accidentally kill me.
Yeah, that is the risk with Gadget.
But he hasn't accidentally killed any of these people.
Because it's a cartoon.
Well, I mean, we're translating it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to give a high five and then he like lasers my face off. Something Gadget would do because he doesn't have no
Or
control.
I mean like how often he profiles people wrong all the time.
Yes.
He's wrong.
But like,
oh you know, mister, you are bad. It's always Brain. He always thinks Brain is like he's resting Brain. So
he's definitely a diet racist.
He's like an equal opportunity profiler. Because actually, are there any black people in this show?
No.
I mean, we haven't seen Dr. Claw.
Claw?
Do we have seen Dr. Claw's skin?
No.
Not that I remember. Other than apparently this movie trailer, you saw his face. I don't remember his face, so.
Exactly. He was just a regular ass actor.
Maybe it wasn't really him, babe. Maybe you thought you saw
him. I was just Wikipediaing, and they said his face has only been shown in two or three times, one of them being that movie.
I like these little bellies on the goblins. And where are we again? Season 2, episode 7? There's little goblins and they have funny little bellies. I just want to pet them. They look like They're small enough they could be dogs or cats.
they really remind me of gremlins, though.
But gremlins had fur.
No, mogwais have fur. Gizmo is a mogwai. Mm-hmm. Gremlins, they have, like, slimy skin and big ears.
Then why do we think they're cute?
Because mogwais are cute.
Mogwais are cute. They look like little teddy bears with big ears. Gremlins look like these things.
Are they the same?
Have you seen Gremlins? If you feed a mogwai after midnight, and that's an 80s movie, so we're going to end up doing it. But if you feed him after midnight, he turns into a gremlin. If you get him wet, it makes more of him, right? And then if you feed one of them after midnight, they turn into a gremlin.
Okay, so if you get the cute one wet, you get more.
Yeah, these rules.
And if you don't feed any of them late night, they're just cute forever.
Yeah.
If you get a gremlin wet, does he make more?
Yes.
And he makes more gremlins?
Yes.
Huh. We should definitely add that to our list if it's not there already.
Oh, yeah.
So there are only two seasons of Inspector Gadget. You guys know that?
Mm-hmm. At least on Hulu.
But there's a ton of episodes, I think. Because there's only two seasons of Thundercats. But they used to do like four episodes a week. Like they used to play
like
an episode
every
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Another thing that I want us to talk about at some point are soap operas. I know that they probably were before the 80s. I know they were after the 80s because that's when I was introduced to them. But
Days of Our
Lives.
I think Dallas was the big one during the time.
General Hospital.
Oh, you know what we should watch?
Hmm.
Is that documentary, The 80s. Remember they've done all the decades? They did the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s?
That's a good
documentary.
It is. We watched that with your boss. And we were like, it was history for us, and for him it was like, I remember that, and he knew the people in it and what was happening.
To be clear, we watched the 60s with him.
Yeah.
And he remembered it all.
Yeah.
Not the 80s one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that we want to say about Inspector? God. Okay. I really enjoyed watching Alex Mack. Growing up, I don't know what channel that was on, but...
That was Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Of course, because it had the best everything. And this is similar to it, where it's just like, she just had such great powers.
Is this also like a prequel to, what do you call that? Veronica Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody watch that?
The Secret World of Alex and Mack.
And then Sabrina the Teenage Witch, too, was another one. I wish I had those powers. And I say that because I just saw Inspector Gadget falling out a window, but oh no, Go-Go Gadget, copter, and I'm flying now. It's pretty great. Why do they have a mini gadget? How does...
Because this is a shrinking episode. Every cartoon has one.
They have a shrink ray. Episode 8, season 2?
Yep.
They're feeding Inspector Gadget to the cat. How much meat?
The toy cat.
It's a toy cat or
a toy gadget?
It's a toy gadget.
How much meat do you think is on Inspector Gadget?
Not a lot.
Do you think it's all just skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah. A brain, a heart, some lungs, some skin.
Do you think he eats sludge?
We've never seen him eat.
Never seen him eat. Notice his eyes. So I met a guy once who talked about how people were a lot like dogs where... You either have that spark in your eye or you don't. And Inspector Gadget does not have that spark in his eye.
The dead eyes?
I'm not dead.
Just void. He's in that sunken place.
Like no spark of intelligence.
Yes. In life.
Yeah. Right. Poor Quimby. He always is blown up.
I mean, okay, so Quimby always seemed to me to be his boss.
Yes.
Okay, so why doesn't he send somebody else? If you're a boss, you have people under you. Send somebody else to go send the message to Gadget. Yeah, why do you
this is sensitive material.
He wants to be out in the field.
Okay.
It's like it's top secret. That's the whole point.
What is this? GadgetCon?
Probably.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dragon.
Is there anything else about Inspector Gadget that we're missing?
I mean, I could do this all day, I think.
You mean all night?
All night and all day. I don't have anything else. I think it's definitely something that, for anyone who got to see this as a kid, I don't know that you can replicate this. If you had it as a kid, it's fun to think about, fun to watch again. If you didn't, well, I don't know. I'm going to make sure.
This show's still going on now.
I thought it was only 2 seasons.
No, they're like 3 or 4 iterations of this.
Are they as good?
I have no idea. I mean.
I've never seen them.
I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen them.
Nope.
So they need to do better publicity so that we know if we should watch them or not.
We don't spend a lot of time watching cartoons or kids' cartoons anymore.
That's not exactly accurate. I watched a lot of Tinkerbell, a lot of Barbie. I have 2 little sisters. They haven't introduced me to Inspector Gadget. I've seen the daughters of the bad people in all of the Disney Maleficent's daughter descendants.
The descendants.
Thank you, Tim. I feel like if this was popular, I would have heard about it already. Especially because Solani is like all about being a spy. She would love Inspector Gadget. Okay, we should watch some of these newer iterations and see. He's got a thermometer in his arm.
New gadget.
New gadget. Where are we at? 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Any final thoughts on Inspector Gadget?
No. Fun show. Watch it if you've never watched it before. Take the time out to watch a few episodes.
Or if you haven't watched it in a long time, do that too. All right. Chris, Erica, thank you for being our guests. Will you return?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Okay. Until next time, take care and enjoy watching Inspector Gadget.
Go, Gadget, go!